Okay, it's 8 a.m. This is Ruth Williams. We are going to mute our guests at this point, and we'll be able to see you just fine, and we'll begin then.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
So, good morning. Calling out here. I was on Vance's call and heard all that nice, good weather. We had great weather. It's gray on the top. A little liquid coming down. So, good morning. We want to get started right away. I'm so excited about the things that are going on in NECAM right now. I hope I can just stay nice and calm so that everybody can tell what I'm saying and that you'll be able to get the most out of the guests that we have that are the really going somewhere here with NECAM. And I know that there are many more out there. I look forward to talking to you on another day. But for today, we're going to begin. This is kind of what we call our challenger call. People that are out here making things happen, we'd like to have them on the call with, so that you can hear them, because then you'll be able to catch their excitement. You'll get some of their ideas as they are willing to share with us what has been happening that has been helping them to be so successful. This is especially true as we begin with our Royal Diamonds from Norway. I'm very excited to hear, as I'm sure you are, what they have been doing. They have got awesome teams going. I want Morten and Sissel Anderson to tell us exactly what they did to begin with, that and share with you a little bit about their beginning, because right now we're having a beginning of a contest. We had a contest for Cancun, and it's such a doable contest. And I think they're sharing what they did at the beginning when Norway opened. May give you an idea of something you could do and how you might be able to work with it for when you're starting this contest right now. Morten and Sissel, are you live? Can you hear? And can we hear you?
I hope you can hear us. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine, Sissel. You can try star 4. It may make your voice louder.
Star 4.
Here's star 4.
Okay. Am I better now?
Yes, I can hear you a little
better. Okay. Okay, good. So you wanted to know what we did in the beginning when we opened Norway?
Right. I would like everyone to hear that.
Yes. As you all know, we didn't have a great concept that we do have now with the Wellness Home. We only had a few products, actually, only a few magnetic and far infrared products. We didn't have any nutrition, we didn't have any jewelry, we didn't have any water, air, things like that. That has been added on. And actually today is our...
Like when we started.
Yes.
Just so I want you to tell what you did before it opened, before NECAM opened. So previous, how you gathered up to have... $15,000 volume when you started, more than $15,000.
Okay, actually, just rewind a little bit more than that, because by coincidence, Morten, my husband, he met some NECAM people at an exhibition in Dallas, and at that time of his life, he had very bad health challenges. He needed to have sleeping pills, he had depression pills, he went to a psychiatrist in order, because he was really, really burned out. Due to a lot of stress in his work. And he bought some products just as a customer and brought them back home to Norway, and I was really skeptical, and so was also he, because he's, by background, he's an engineer, and you probably all have met engineers. They are very skeptical. But anyway, luckily for us, he took the chance, he bought some products, and he started to use them, and within 3-4 months, he could stop with his sleeping pills, he could stop with his happiness pills,
depression pills,
he could stop with all his other treatments, and he started to gain his health back again. So we knew that the product actually worked. Two, 3 months before NECAM opened Norway, we got a call from some of the people that he had bought his products from in US, and they told us that NECAM were going to open in Norway. And to make a very long story short, eventually we just said, okay, let's do this. And we started to talk with some people that we knew, different kinds of backgrounds, different places in Norway, and we told them the little we knew about NECAM, and we said, this is going to be really big. And they believed us, and they saw a few products, like the insoles and the magboys, that was all we had at that time, to show. And we asked them to come to our living room, where Chris Scholar, our upline, he visited with us and gave some presentations. And we said, okay, if you like what you hear, come back tomorrow. Bring some of your friends. But you can only bring a few friends because there will be a lot of people there. And they came back the next day and they had some friends. So actually, every day for almost a week, we had like two or three meetings in our home. Some of the meetings were only a few people.
Three meetings every week for 3 months.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And in some of the meetings, there were only a few people. And in other meetings, we were like 45, 50 people. So this really started to... And everybody was waiting for the product. Everybody was waiting for, is this really true? We need to test this. And everybody just went for it when it opened. They bought demo and career pack, which were very limited at that time with content. But when Nikin had their grand opening, actually 6 year on the day today ago.
Really?
Yes. So we have a 6 year anniversary today. So we had a grand opening at one of the big hotels in Oslo, and Nikin first day thought they were going to be around 200 people, and the night before they had to enlarge the room so it should fit 500 people. We ended up with being 1,200 people at that launch. That
Those were all in your organization?
No. It was from different kinds of downlines. So also from Sweden, Germany, other... American appliance coming into Norway, starting their contacts, of course.
How many did you have when? So you did 3 months, no products. Everybody just kept coming, getting ready to sponsor.
Yes.
And how many did you have them sponsor on that first
day? I think we were about 100 of those 1,200 people at that launch.
Yes.
So let's say that we were about 10% of those starting the first day.
But that was in Oslo at the opening.
Yeah.
There was also some people around in Norway that couldn't travel to Oslo in order to participate in the opening. So they were sitting home in front of their computer in order for Nikin to open the e-Nikin and allow them to order their products.
But this sounds very... I mean, this sounds like something you can do only one time when your country opens. That is actually not true because we did not do anything special. What we did then can be done at any time now also. It doesn't really matter if a country is new or not. What matters is what you say to people. That's what matters. And it matters if you talk about where we are going and not where we are that much, but where we are going. That is really the most important thing. So we talked to everybody and we told them that this is going to be really, really big. And you can join or you can... not sure, but we will do it anyway, and this will be with you or without you. That was what we told everybody. And it sounded for what Cecil said, like everybody joined, but that was actually not true.
No, that's not true.
We had, I think we, the first 2-3 weeks, we invited about, let's say 50 or 60 people that we knew. And of those, maybe 40 came, and of those, again, maybe 20 signed up. And we asked all of those 20 to bring guests for the next meetings, and some did and some did not. So actually, we have exactly the same situation as we have today.
Mm.
The thing is that we just invited, like, I don't know, maybe it was 60 or 80 or 100 people, I don't know. But we started talking to, let's say, 80 people then. We started to do that within a short time. Today we see that a lot of people, they do the same, but they use 3 years to talk to 80 people. We use maybe 3 weeks to talk to 80 people. So that is the big difference, the sense of having little time, that you need to hurry up, you need to just talk to a lot of people.
The urge feeling.
Yeah, you need to do that. So we talked to 80 people, and some people said yes, some people said no, some people came with guests the next day, some people did not, but we just did a lot in a very short time, and that was doable 6 years ago, and it's exactly the same today. Mm. No difference at all. It's just a matter of doing what most people do in 2 years and do that in 2 months instead. That is the key.
That is the key. Really,
that's the key, yeah. And this will always be, I mean, most people you talk to, they will not start. Most people you talk to will not buy products. That's okay. The key is to just talk to more people and do not focus on those who do not come for the next meeting, but focus on those who come. And if nobody comes, well, then you just have to talk to more people. That's what we did.
That is excellent. So you think that then the contest at Cancun, that is from first of March to the end of July, is totally doable?
Well, we don't have that contest here because, I mean, we are in Europe, so what is that contest?
They have to be gold.
Mm-hmm.
So can a person make a gold, become gold in 5 months?
5 months? They can be diamond in 5 months. I mean, listen. The thing is that if you talk to enough people, you will be gold. Over 1.5 years, Sid and I have been bringing Pathfinders over to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have done is that we have been running a lot of Pathfinders 1 and Pathfinders 2 programs. That this has given us a lot of statistical numbers, because we have gotten the weekly report from several hundreds of people during the past 1.5 year. So we know exactly how many people that need to be invited in order to get ABC meetings, and how we know all the statistics. We know that if you invite this and this many people, you will get this and this many people to ABCs, which will lead to so and so many people at business presentations and so many people that will start. And we also know that if you, let's say, start 5 people, we know that 4 of them will probably be a 3, meaning they will just sell products and have nicknames as a hobby, but 1 out of 5 will like to do Nikon as a big business and like to do Nikon as a career and like to earn a lot of money. 1 out of 5. We have seen that.
Morton?
Yeah?
I know that you have told us that I know that you were doing really well before you started with Pathfinders. And can you kind of tell us what happened that was different after
you
began?
There were several things that were different. One thing which is really important is that before we did not have any way of knowing if a person was going to be put on this track or this track or this track. We really didn't know if there were a 3 or a 4 or a 5. And that is really important, because if you treat a person that just wants to sell a little bit of product, if you treat that person as a person that should come to every business meeting, business presentation, and should do ABC meetings and recruit lots of people, he will end up quitting. That's just the way it is, because that's not what he wants to do. And also the other way, if you have a person that really wants to make a lot of money and build a big group, if you ask him to go out and sell insoles, he will also stop working with Nikon very shortly. So you need to find out what people really want, and Pathfinders is a way to get to know that quite fast, actually, because that's a part of starting up with Nikon, with Pathfinders. You ask people, they know what they say yes and no to, they know what the different ambition levels are, and they tell you that I want to be a 3 or a 4 or a 5, and then we can kick them into the right track and help them to be successful there. And what we have seen is that 1 out of 5 is a real 5. When I say a real 5, it means that is a person that wants to do and chooses to do what it takes to do Nikon as a career. While the 4 out of those 5, they either do not want to do it and they are honest about that, or they say that they want to do a lot but they really don't anyway. So that means that 1 out of 5 is willing to do what it takes. Then the question is, regards to Cancun and being gold, the question is, how fast can you find 3 people that is a real 5? Meaning 3 people that really is willing to do what it takes. That is the key question. And what we have found here, based on the statistics that I just mentioned, based on a lot of knowledge about what people do and not do, due to this P1 and P2 for us, we have found that you need to have 15 people signed up, through the recruiting process in order to become gold yourself. So we teach everybody here in Norway now that there is one and only one way of building a knitting business, and that is 15. We just call it 15 because that is the strategy, that is the, that's the only thing you need to think about, 15.
That's 15, 1-5.
1-5. And the reason we say that is that we know that if you sign up 15 people through the recruiting process, and this is really important, I do not talk about signing up customers that just want to buy cheap products. That's not what I'm talking about. I talk about people that you have had to ABC meetings and business presentations and startup meetings. So people that know what the business is. If you sign up 15 of those, three of them will be real five, meaning that they will duplicate you, they will do the same as you. And that's exactly what you need, because these three people that want to do the same, they will become silver, and then you're gold. So what if you have, if you look for 15 people, and you take 15 people through the recruiting process, and you end up with three people that really want to do the same as you? And what if you teach those three people the exact same thing? Don't talk about that you need the 21 or 47 or 3 or you need 3 seniors. We never talk about that. We only talk about 15. You need to take 15 people through the recruiting process. And what that leads to is that these three people do the same. They also take 15 people through the recruiting process, meaning that they will also find three people that want to do the same.
And we have actually seen quite a few good examples of that lately now, because some people who really finally understood this, they started to work like this, and they went silver themselves in February, and in March they will be gold, because they have three people coming underneath them doing exactly the same. And
because they did not look for three seniors, they looked for three people that want to do the same as them, and in order to find those three, they need to find 15 people through the recruiting process.
And so that's why you said you could be diamond by then, because you would have, if you didn't find them in March, then they would become silver, and then the next month they would become gold.
Yes.
That's right. And another thing here which is really important is never to focus on silver. Because if we focus on 15, and we focus on duplicating 15 among the three people that statistically will like to do the same as you, then you do not necessarily have to talk about silver, because silver is then something that will just happen along the way. So we always talk about gold. We always ask people to look for those three people, which you will find if you take 15 people through the complete recruiting process and recruit 15 people, then you will find those three people. And your job is to help those three people find another three people, meaning that they should also take 15 through their complete recruiting process. So you're going to find three real good people and help those three good people to become gold.
And are then, most of your people doing that with people they know? How many are they having to talk to find those 15 people?
That is a good question. Based on the statistics we have, and we have a lot of statistics, we see that approximately one out of two you bring to a business presentation signs the contract. Now we are talking about the business presentation. We do not talk about a wellness preview where the main focus is maybe on the product. A wellness preview is a strange word that I know a wellness preview can be done in a very many different ways. But we have a business presentation which is a very focused presentation on the business. Of course, we talk a lot about the product as well, but we talk about the product related to the business. So it is a pure business presentation. And we see that one out of three people or guests we bring into the business presentation, they will sign up. And how do we get people into the business presentation? Well, we see that approximately 40% of everybody you do ABC meetings for will come to the business presentation. That means, in effect, that if you want to sign up one person, you need to have two at business presentations, which means that you need to have maybe five ABC meetings. And with five ABC meetings, how many need to do to get 5 ABC meetings? Well, if you follow the script that we are using, which is in the Pathfinder's manual, we see that we have about 80% success rate when we do invitations over the phone, meaning that in order to get 5 ABCs, we need to maybe, let's say that we maybe need to invite 6 or 7 people. So the conclusion is that for each 6 or 7 person you invite, you will have one distributor, and you need 15 of those. So what does that mean? Well, maybe you need to invite 200 people. But that's okay. I mean, 200 invitations, then you will have 15 good distributors, of which 3 of them will be the same type as you. They will like to do the same, and then gold will just happen. Take my word for it. It will just happen. The problem is that a lot of people think that they can invite just a few people, like 10 or 15 people, and a few people come to a busy meeting, and a few people come to a business presentation, but that's not enough. If you invite enough people, gold will happen.
Morton, are you talking about these people being people that they already know for their warm market, or are your people doing this with cold market?
When you're going to go gold and find the first 50 distributors, that can very well be done with the warm market. Your normal name list. You do not have to go onto the cold market before you have had at least 15 people in your first line. Everybody is able to write a name list of about 200 to 300 people. At least that's what we have seen here. We actually, that is one thing we teach every new people or person we start. We teach them how to make a name list of 300 people, and that is actually quite easy when you now know how to do that. So you go gold with the warm market, and after gold you might need to add some people to the cold market, but cold market will give you a very much lower success rate. You need to talk to a lot more people in the cold market in order to get enough people into the business presentation. So
yeah.
I will never recommend people to use the cold market in the beginning. Wait till after you are gold with the cold market.
Right.
That's what we have seen here.
Right. I think that would be true here also. And then what about all these, you have 15 people and 3 will be silver, so you have 12 people who maybe will give you referrals.
Yes.
Yeah, but
they'll
those,
be kind of warm.
Those 12 people are still distributors. They do sell products.
Mm-hmm.
They and some of them will recruit a little bit now and then, and some of them buy sleep systems, and some buy wellness homes, and some sell products. So these are not only customers.
They are the trees.
They are the trees, yeah. Mm-hmm. They are the hobby people, like we call them, that sell products. And so they will produce a lot of volume because it's so many of them.
Mm-hmm. And then they also teach these people, if they have some people they know, please hook them up with us and we can help you with them, and
yeah.
Then they might sign up a few people also, that maybe there's a 4 or 5 in their downline also.
Mm-hmm.
Then of course we dive down into the deep and we help them in there. And that's also some of the things I think we did very, very correct in the beginning. When we saw some people with potential, even if it was in our 6, 7, 8 line, we went there and we helped them. That was one of the advices we got from Chris, working in the depth, and we did from the very first day. So and we don't regret doing that.
Certainly stabilizes those legs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I don't want to keep you too much longer, as I know that you have a presentation. How did your rhythm of the business go today?
Well, we had a fantastic Super Saturday with the product launch of the Kukle, and people were very excited. Of course, lately the product launches have not been a surprise. We have been allowed to leak some of the news, and people have already looked into the American market, and everybody has been waiting for this Kukle, and it was really exciting. And then we also, after the product launch, we had a very good Super Saturday with a lot of testimonials from both product lines and from the business side.
Yeah.
Great.
Cool. Ruth, I have 3 questions I want to ask the group, or I know they are offline now. $1 million in year 2012 for that year. Will that excite you? I mean, if you're operating you today and I tell you you can earn $1 million a year from year 2012, how do you feel? But if I tell you that you can earn $100,000 in 2008, not 1 million, but 100,000 in 2008, how does that make you feel? Will you be more excited about $100,000 in 2008 than 1 million in 2012? Think about that. Mm-hmm. And then the third question is, if I tell you that you can earn $5,000 in March, how does that make you feel? What makes you feel best? What makes you want to go out and really do something right now? Is that $5,000 in March, or $100,000 in 2008, or $1 million in 2012? What makes you want to go out and do something right now? Maybe Americans are different than Norwegians, I really don't know, but I have asked that question to many people here in Norway, and they say, wow, 1 million 2012, that's exciting. But when I tell them about 5,000 in March, all of them say that that is even more exciting.
It gives them butterflies in their stomach.
That is the reason. So regarding planning, we have seen that long-term planning and what you can achieve in several years from now, that is of course important, but what makes people go out and do things is actually not what is going to happen in 2008, that is what is going to happen in March. Therefore, I would recommend everybody to think about what you will achieve in March. How much do you want to earn in March? Forget about April and 2008 and 2012, but just think about where you will be in March and what you should earn in March, because that is what will get you up in the morning and get you to have this feeling of being in a hurry and do something right now. You need to have a very short-term thing, and that is what we call, as they will say, the butterfly feeling. I don't know if you use that expression in the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
Butterflies in your stomach, you use
yeah.
that?
Yes,
all right.
Yes,
so we call that the butterfly feeling, and we ask all of our everybody we talk to, what makes you feel that you have butterflies in your stomach? Do things, think about things, plan according to get butterflies in your stomach. That is what will make you go. And if that is to earn 5,000 in March, well, that is what you are going to focus on. You might have pictures of cars and homes and applications on your wall, that is okay, but what will you do in March? What will make your butterflies really fly around down there? That is that is what will get you up and do the right things in March, and that is what is going to make you gold in March or in April, the butterflies. Think about the butterflies.
I like it. Thank you very much. Anything else to add,
Crystal? No, I think we said it all. By the way, I hope we can maybe meet some of you. We are going to Austin in April, so...
March.
I'm sorry.
Two weeks.
Yes, only a few weeks, yes. So if anybody would like to ask us some questions about Norway or Denmark or Hungary, where we have our downlines, we'll be more than happy to meet with you.
Hear more about 15 or butterflies or whatever. We'll be talking about that in Austin.
Those butterflies are really important. I was trying to think of a word for that. Is that kind of energy is, and sometimes we call that magnetically attractive.
Yeah.
When you have those butterflies, because of the excitement you have, whether it's for 5,000 or 100,000 or getting 10,000, I've been talking about, if you accomplish this, you'll make 10,000. In getting that accomplished, that is what attracts you. When you talk to people, that's what gets them to the meeting. That's what gets everything going. That's what gets you on the phone.
Exactly, but it needs to be short term. It needs to be this month.
So great.
Mm.
So let's do it.
Yeah, yes, let's do it.
Find right. those people right now. Okay, you guys are perfect. So
thank you,
and have a great evening with your brand new pen. And pens and cookware. The more you use them, the more you realize their value.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you. thank you very much for sharing with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, and good luck to everybody. And we see you, many of you, in Austin.
All right.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, well, that was awesome. Now then, let's go ahead and go to our platinum person who's sharing today, who would be Tim Nihil. I'm not sure if I ever say your name right, Tim. Are you
there? Well, that's not unusual, but you did a pretty good job. Yeah, Nigel's great. I've got butterflies. I have been taking notes, and no, that is outstanding.
Well, that was awesome, wasn't it?
I am so excited because of the of what they just shared, because I sent you a revised goal and been trying to figure out how in the world are we going to do that, but I think you just gave us absolutely the plan to do it.
I think so.
In fact, I'm ready to get off the phone, Ruth. I've got work to do.
Okay, what are you going to do, Tim?
Well, what we've started doing...
I'd like you to share, first of all, Tim, where you were before we started the Challenger call and what has changed. Because it seemed to me that when we first started, was different than it has been since.
I think the big change, or what I was doing before was... trying to push ropes.
Uh-huh.
And pardon me?
That's difficult, like pushing ropes.
It is very difficult. And probably spending too much time in the wrong areas. And so when we started the Challenger calls, I started getting very focused on what I wanted to do and where I was going to go. And we had moved from Olympia, Washington, where I knew a lot of people. I mean, I'd 20 years of living in that area, and a lot of networking, a lot of contacts, and we moved to Bend, and it was totally different. I mean, we loved the area, but we didn't know. You know, we knew our kids, and that was the only people we knew when we moved down here. And so we started doing a lot of things, and I tried a lot of different ways to get in front of more people, more folks, and from a lot of cold market things, a lot of things that were... have the allure of promise, but did not work. And so when the Challenger came out, I started looking at, what do I want to do? Where do I want to go? How am I going to make this work? And Robert Kiyosaki in the book with Donald Trump on Why We Want You to Be Rich, he took the word focus and he put it into an acronym. And that is follow one course until successful. And so
that?
I got looking at that.
Tim, would you repeat that again?
Yeah, focus, F-O-C-U-S, follow one course until successful. So I had to sit down and have a heart-to-heart with myself and say, okay, what am I doing? And said, you know, I'm spending way too much time in the wrong areas and trying to do too many things and looking at both in my business life and in my personal life, and saying, you know, if we want this to be to work right, I have got to get focused. I have to get down and just get laser focused on exactly what we want to have happen. So when Joyce and I did our planning conference in between New Year's and or Christmas and New Year's, we were laying things out, and I said, you know, this is a frustration I've got, and we made a decision that we were going to get out of anything else we're doing and get totally, totally aligned and going down one course. And, you know, I told her she was born to be a grandmother, because that's what she really loves doing. I said, you know, I want this Nikon business to go, and I'm going to get nothing else. You know, I'll look at all outside activities I'm doing, anything else, but I'm going to cut them back, and I'm going to eliminate them to the point that I can do nothing but build Nikon. And so we got focused on that. The Challenger came out, and we started looking at what we're doing, and I said, where are my strengths? And Ray Schwab and Tim Ryan and myself and Ann Mahoney and Ralph Powers are on a call with a guy named Frank Malander, and one of the things he said, what are you the best at? And I'm good in front of people. And, you know, so I like getting out and meeting people. So I looked at what we were doing, and started looking at different networking groups. I got into BNI, Business Network International, and started working not to bring those people into my business, but to find out who do they know. And and with what Cecil and Morton just gave, I can see how I can ramp that up 100 times more than I'm doing right now, because he just gave me some real focus and streamline that technique. So I can go down that. So I started looking at those things. I started looking at my Rotary groups. I started looking at church. We're in a small group at our church, and started talking to people. By the way, who do you know? And I was talking to Reed Nelson Tuesday night. He came to Bend. We had we didn't have a public wellness review. We were doing in-homes, and we were not getting the results we were looking for. So we started Jeff Van Blarcombe moved back here. We started a public wellness preview. Started a little small, but then Tuesday night, we're seeing the fruition of this because we had 42 people at that wellness preview.
Wow.
And the majority of them were guests. So, you know, it's all about when the energy comes and the synergy and people start doing it, and I start looking around and saying, well, Jeff's back here, he's starting to do things. I had to ramp up my activity because I'm not going to let somebody beat me. I want my share of that pie, and I want my people to have that share of the pie, and so I'm looking at how can I serve. So we're looking at that area, what we can do. So we started talking to folks and getting very streamlined. Ray was, we were on a call, the other thing happened is that my sponsor decided to go do some, to go into her church and do work, so we took over that distributorship, and that has allowed us to widen our scope, but also put a lot of emphasis on how can we be a servant to those folks to help them to be better, and where can we work. And so looking at that area, when the Cancun Challenge, before I even knew what it came out, I knew you had to be gold to qualify for it. So I started thinking about how can we make this happen? What would be the best thing? So I said, you know, at about 3 o'clock one morning, I said, we're going to come up with the On to Gold Challenge. And we want to take 100 golds to convention. Now, I didn't know that, you know, what the dates were going to be. I didn't know if it was going to be by September or, you know, August or what the, we had to do that with, so I started playing with this, started running the numbers, and said, what if we were to take 100 golds convention, what would we have to do? So we had to identify all the people who currently are golds, had to identify all the people who are silvers, and then all the people that we would need to make in order to help them over the whatever the contest period is to get to gold in that period of time. And so we have identified that. We've identified a number of folks right now that are doing that, and then that we can contact, and we've got a person right now. I've got a call at 4 o'clock today with a silver that had gone to gold training, called up, and she's got a person that went with her to gold training. They're down in Kentucky, and said, you know, I want to build this business. So Ray and I have met with him on the phone. I've met with her again yesterday on the phone, and I'll do it again tonight, because she said, I've got a 55 name list, now where do I go? So we're going to be lining this out, and we're going to be talking about 15. It's a total of 15. Let's get it going, and working on that strategy. I met with a mortgage broker yesterday who had been a wholesale buyer with us. He saw some things. He said, hey, I've been in network marketing before. I'm not interested in doing it again. My wife would kill me if I got into another network marketing company, but I'm going to pay wholesale. So we got him into the business, and yesterday I was talking with him, and he was stressed out, and I said, Jeff, when are you going to allow us to show you how to make money with this business? Because you're going to kill yourself. You're making $150,000 a year, but you're working 60, 70, 80, 90 hours a week. And he said, you know, I'm ready to start looking at it. So we're meeting again this week, and I'm going to go right through the process that Morton just put out, because, you know, he said, I'm not interested in the product. I like the product. They're good. But I like making money. But every time I've done that in network marketing, the company's gone broke or something's happened, and he's lost out of it. But I've got him. I've got another chiropractor I just talked to.
These are great, Tim, but I need to move on. I've got a couple more guests.
Okay. That's it.
Focus, that is really great, and the things that you've been doing, the ideas you gave us about giving referrals, that is really great. You are moving. I can feel your excitement, and I know that that excitement is what attracts people to, and it gives you confidence. You have the faith that it's going to happen. This is going to work for you. I'm excited listening to you. So thank you very much for all the sharing. So onward we go. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Let's go ahead now. Patty Larson is on the line, I believe, and she's our gold for today. And so we want to hear from Patty. She's been having a good month, but what's going to be coming up? What's been working for you, Patty? And what are your plans to get people to Cancun?
Well, my plans, as of right now, have changed after listening to Martin and Sizzle and listening to Tim, because I've got plenty of new ideas and great ideas, and I too, like Tim, have been taking notes on every piece of paper I could get my hands on while I'm sitting here. So what a great call, and I only hope I can add something to it. I guess what I've been doing, Ruth, is sort of getting up each day, thinking about keeping my eyes open for someone to serve that day.
Awesome. Patty, one thing that we want to mention, you are still a full-time employee, is that correct?
That's correct.
And most people in gold and silver position are going to have a little bit different picture because they're still working someplace at a job. So let's take that into account as well.
Right. So I probably don't talk to as many people each week as I certainly don't talk to as many people each week as I would if I were able to spend more time talking to people. But the truth be known, I spend anywhere from 45 hours a week at the medical clinic managing the clinic. So some weeks I'm able to talk to more people, some weeks less. So luckily my upline is very, very, very helpful, and I route a lot of people to Mary's wellness home previews and to business presentations, and she talks to people when I'm not able to talk to people.
Not Mary Dean.
Yes, that's correct. But I think that what I have learned, and I certainly understand Martin and Sissel's talk about talking to more people and more people and more people to get those numbers, and I understand that fully, but I found that not only did I have to talk to those people, but I have to really listen to those people. I have focused on my strengths, too, like Tim was talking about. I've learned to sort of focus on that. And what my strengths are really are building relationships on a one-to-one basis. And so a lot of times I spend a lot of time and energy building a relationship, and then that relationship ends up turning into a business relationship with NECAN.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I thought you said about listening. That's so important.
Well, I found out that a lot of times I wanted something, you know, I thought they wanted something that they didn't want.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Morton that talked about that, too. If you're trying to lead them down a path to something they don't want, they're going to quit. And I've had that happen to me. I mean, people want to do what they want to do and what fulfills their values, and what motivates them might be completely different from what motivates me. And so I don't really know how to serve and support them unless I find out what their dreams are and what their challenges are and what their fears are. And then once I can kind of lead them to make the connection between what their dreams and challenges are and letting them, you know, see that NECAN could very well be the vehicle, then the journey begins. So, you know, I'm sort of constantly looking to see if NECAN will meet the needs of those. It will meet the needs of those wanting to change their lives. Some people, frankly, don't want to put enough effort into things to change their lives, and that's okay. It's just not the right time for them,
mm-hmm.
or maybe not the right vehicle either. But I know for me the challenge is talking to enough people, because you know, I was sort of looking back over my genealogy here and looking at how many people have entered my business because of a contact I've made while at the clinic. Not with the patient, but with someone who's walked in the door to do business with me as I manage the clinic, or someone who's made a phone call to me to meet with my boss over something. And in just building a relationship with them, we get to know each other, and over a period of time, I've kind of learned what they're looking for in their life, and you know, sometimes the journey leads to Nikan, and sometimes it doesn't, but a good portion of the time it has. For instance, you know, one of my silvers walked in the door to tell us that she was going to be doing some remodeling on their condo across the way from us, and she wanted to be sure that myself and my boss knew that it wasn't going to block our view. Our office has a view of the water. And so just that simple conversation and just talking with her in a personable way led to coffee and to lunch, and it was like a year and a half later, I think, that she finally joined me in the business, but we kept up that relationship. So for me, it's really been about building relationships and knowing that prospecting is not an event, but it's a process and a journey. So I always try to put the relationship first and learning more about and practicing my listening skills, because I read someplace recently that through some psychologist that said that the greatest need of a human soul is to feel appreciated and important. And we can certainly show this by listening. And if we're so busy thinking about, you know, what we want them to do, then our ears aren't very open. And so, you know, not only do I want to have better listening skills in listening to my prospects and my recruits, but also to my upline and to my downline and to, you know, via CDs and that type of thing, too. So.
Well, that is great, Patty. I'm wondering, as I'm listening to you, how you're going to help your people that you have as silvers, and how you're going to find these people. I like to build a relationship. I know that I listen really well, but how am I going to speed that up to make this happen faster, so that it can happen in time to get you to Cancun?
I think that I need to use more of the tools that have already been presented to me in the past that perhaps I haven't used enough, and that is, you know, three-way conference calls, and also routing people into the Pathfinders program and getting them excited about that, and also certainly asking for help, which is, you know, sometimes down on my list because I think I could probably do it, and so I know that, you know, I'm going to be more successful by asking for help, and also I'll be serving my downline better by asking.
Building those relationships. Have you been giving them CDs to listen to while they're driving?
Yes, I do give CDs and different tools, and I do talk with them on the phone, and I do meet with them on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, always am at wellness previews and, you know, evening things and things like that. So, but yes, and I try to keep them tuned into, you know, what's going on in these calls, and also, Mary has I can't tell you how helpful she's been. I couldn't have built this business to the level it is without her help and the help of others, because of the fact that I worked full-time. And at one point, I had lessened my hours at work, and then due to tragic circumstances there, I took back the job full-time. So, you know, so it's a little bit more of a challenge than I had planned in the years of 2006 and 2007. But, you know, I will always feel that, you know, Mr. Masuda's mission of worldwide wellness, one person at a time, is something that I definitely want to be a part of always.
Oh, that's
and
great. Oh,
get the word out as much as I can.
We certainly appreciate you being on here and sharing with us.
Well, thank you for asking me, Ruth.
You brought in some good points.
Thank you.
Thank you. So now we need to talk, and we were excited to talk to our silver representative challengers today, and that would be Denna and Linda Nerstad. And we are so proud of them. They are first level to us, having known Dennis for such a long time when he worked with Dennis Williams when he was they were in Del Monte. So Denna and Linda, what have you been doing, and what primarily, what is your plan for Cancun?
Oh, wow. What a call. I can't wait to re-listen to this as it is being taped. Anyway, I'll start, and then Dan will kind of fill in also. The first thing that's really exciting to us is that we have finally gone through what Morton was talking about, those five people that said they wanted to build a business, and we have found the one. And we've been in Meakin for just 2 years, and people keep reminding us of that. And we did find one not in Nevada, but in Colorado. We're so proud of her. In fact, this weekend, she and her husband are at Humans Being More. She has done the path of buying a wellness home. This month, her brother, who we've also put in contact with us, is getting his wellness home, and we're so excited to help them, along with Dennis and Ruth, that are going to be visiting and helping them. So that's one excitement. Another excitement is the cross line, the friends. I just really get choked up at how many people are willing to help us. And, I mean, we've had three-way calls this last month with Mary Dean and Suzanne, and Mary Lou has helped us, Lynn Dillman three-way calls, Elaine Shaw just yesterday, and Martha Sue Urey. I mean, these are so powerful. They have nothing to gain financially from us, and yet they are such true friends. And when we think about that, that is our strength. When Tim talks about looking at his character and his strength, our strength is relationships. And we know that this will work for the people that we are bringing on board. And also when Patty was talking about serving, that's our heart. That we're retired, we're old, and we want to serve the world before we pack it in on the dirt. And Ben's going to tell you a little bit about our Christmas card list.
I don't think you're old.
Thank you, Ruth. Morton mentioned about reaching gold through the warm market a few minutes ago, about 300-plus people. Well, we have found that our Christmas card list has turned out to be a wonderful avenue of reaching people who are Meakin. In fact, 40 years friendship with the Williams. It was through our Christmas card letter a few years back where we shared a few hardships we're running into, not the least of which was two autoimmune diseases that Linda has. The dentist said, hey, these nurse kids may be able to get some benefit out of Meakin. So it was actually through our Christmas card list that Ruth Dennis made that contact with me. And we're a blended family. We've been married 7 years, and we have about 400 people that are on our Christmas card list. These are people, the friendships, some go back to high school, some to college, some to throughout the corporate career and so forth. And in our letter, we share what we're doing in our life. And in addition to that, on certain ones, we'll write a little by note if there are people we think very much would be interested in what we're doing. And to our surprise, we have between 80 and 85 that are in that very warm realm. And we have had calls out of the blue, you know, that we don't expect. We've had notes back on other cards saying, hey, we want to know what you're doing. These cross all lines. Some are, again, corporate. I have a fellow in Rochelle, Illinois, that worked for me handling my capital programs for many years that we expect to sign up in the next couple weeks. He's getting ready to retire. He's looking for just this sort of thing. Linda has friends that go back to high school that are involved, and then within our own family, relatives. So that's been a real blessing to us, and this has become a real part of our life. I love to ski. I've skied for 58 years. I have five reasons for a knee replacement. The specialist told me when you can't take the pain anymore, come back and see me. Well, I was skiing 4 hours of Black Diamonds yesterday, and with my Meakin products, I didn't have any pain, any swelling afterwards. So it's really become an integrated part of our life, and we want to share that not just by talking, but the other aspects of our lives. we would continue to harvest, if you would, these 80 out of the Christmas card market and see where that leads us if we can't make gold by Cancun.
Fantastic.
And help others to make it too so they can go with us.
That's a good idea. Hey, I really like I like the testimony at the end. That's great. We need one of those on our call every time. And that was a really good testimony again. Friends and relationships with people automatically draw people to you. I just would think you're absolutely awesome. And having that ability to draw people to you is why you've got those 85 people wanting to do whatever you do, they want to do too. And who was I just listening to? I've been listening to these CDs in the car. And it says the person that you're selling most when you talk to somebody is yourself. And every one of you that have been on the call have been that type of people. And that's the type of people we have in UCAN, the people that draw people to them. The butterflies, I think, are the aspect that I think we've kind of been missing. We get them and they keep going away. And because we've got Cancun now, we've got 5 months of butterflies ahead of us. And you keep those things in your stomach by listening to the tapes and the CDs, and we'll get this copy of this tape that I believe Steve has taped for us today, and we'll be able to keep those butterflies going and give them to pass them around. Been an awesome call, you guys. You were just awesome. Couldn't be happier with it. So now we're going to be so busy. We'll be talking to all these people and making it happen in March. And so I hope that you'll take that challenge and do that. In March is when we're going to focus, as Tim said, and get the momentum really rolling. It will change your entire life. Well, so it's time for us to sign off. And thanks again, everybody, and have a great, great March. Talk to you again in the first of April.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Bye.